This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A sheriff's deputy with more than 40 years of experience died of COVID-19 last week. Sergeant Wayne Whaler of the Mesa County Sheriff's Office was 64 years old. He is the eighth law enforcement officer in Colorado to die from COVID-19. A Colorado Avalanche hockey player has tested positive for COVID-19. Defenseman Devon Taves is symptomatic and expected to miss at least 6 games. He leads all NHL defensemen in points per game this season. The Avs beat the New York Rangers 4-2 last night. Tens of thousands more public employees could get the right to unionize in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Workers in most Colorado industries are allowed to join unions, but not if they work for most of the state's local governments.
Collective bargaining is a fundamental right that should be available to all Coloradans, regardless of where they work. Our current laws actually deny this basic right to some of the most important workers in our state, including tens of thousands of local public employees.
That's Representative Danaya Esgar, the Democratic Majority Leader in the State House. She plans a bill next year that would allow the employees of city governments, public schools, fire districts, and universities to join unions. The Colorado Municipal League opposes the bill. They say local voters and elected officials should be the ones to set rules on unionizing. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Telluride man has been arrested for participating in the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Avery McCracken is accused of grabbing, pushing, and hitting two D.C. police officers. The officers were trying to stop the crowd from breaking into the building. McCracken is 68 years old and faces numerous felony charges. He's currently in jail. You're listening to CPR News. And this hour, we are getting some fresh air with Terry Gross. Thank you for listening. I hope you're staying warm.